This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We've been focusing on the beaver's special design for strong underwater swimming and chewing, closing ear and nose valves, desensitized front teeth, lip sealing around its front teeth, transparent eyelids, heavy over a warm, soft underfur, large, webbed feet, and broad black rudder and fifth wheel tail, to name a few. We've also reviewed the beaver's buildings, using piled logs and trees secured with mud, masses of plants, rocks, and sticks. These dams and dens are not merely piles of gathered materials that coincidentally provide the beaver with a protective environment. They are cemented, leveled, dry and warm, insulated living spaces to maintain beaver body heat against outside temperatures that can be less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit, provided with special tunnels for protected entry and emergency exit, smoothed walls, ventilation and food storage, connected with transportation canals often hundreds of feet in length. Even nearby streams are diverted into canals to maintain the water levels. Some dens have underwater food storages in deep places close by, held below the water surface by a thick top layer of small leafy branches in order to keep the water surface above the stored food from freezing over. It seems obvious that this amazing animal is another example of special design. One might ask, when did it start building dams? How did it do so without the teeth? Why don't land animals have transparent eyelids? Which came first, the non-sensitive, ever-growing, protruding, tree-cutting teeth or the building of dams? How would such teeth be useful if tree-cutting were not required? Which came first, the double fur coat insulation, specialized feet and rudder tail, or the beaver's watery habitat preferences? How many beaver kits had to die of asphyxiation before proper ventilation techniques and escape hatch building were begun? And why would an animal put themselves in such a house without these design characteristics? Many more, which came first and how did the animal survive without developing it, kind of questions come to mind when one looks at the beaver. Beavers, like the badger mentioned in Proverbs 30, are not a mighty folk. They're not equipped with fierce fangs, claws, or aggressive personalities. Nevertheless, God instills them with wisdom, not derived from their own mental capacity, but from His. Perhaps to exemplify to us yet again how we should build our own houses. As Jesus advised in Matthew chapter 7, every person that hears His words and acts upon them is, like the beaver, a wise house builder, whose house, that is, whose life's work, security and future will survive through life's inevitable storms. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.